chapter 11. Are you a player? Accountability is making the decision to become real with yourself, real with what you want, and to allow others to make you great by becoming real with them. Are you a player? Every winning team is made up of players at many different positions, starting with the head coach and going all the way down to the managers. Each player brings value and has their role in helping the team win. Just because you are on the team doesn't make you a player. So I want to ask you again, are you a player? A player brings value to the team. A player knows his role and executes it effectively day in and day out. A player makes his teammates better. At our nonprofit, Fit First Responders, we have been blessed to serve hundreds of the finest and bravest heroes just like you in our nation. We have seen tremendous physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and relational results as we've taught these heroes to win on the job and off the job. But I can honestly say that the greatest result we've seen has been in the area of unity. We've seen our first responders from over 55 different agencies unify, working together and building a successful team. We have had chiefs of police and fire on many occasions mention that they felt this was the greatest they have ever seen their agency work together internally. A team without unity is a team divided. The nation will find it very hard to look up to the leaders who are keeping their ears to the ground. Sir Winston Churchill. Are you a player? Let me ask you that again. Are you a player? Are you doing what you need to do to bring the best you to the team? Or are you the weakest link? What value do you bring to the team? There's a great book that I would love for you to read called You Win in the Locker Room First by John Gordon. In this book, I'll never forget, John gives you the 7 C's to build a winning team. I've been honored to spend some time in departments and stations all over our great country. And one of the reasons that this book was written was to help create stronger players and stronger teams within the first responding agencies. The vision was for first responders to use this game plan that you're listening to right now as a tool to take time each day to personally develop and build that strong team of heroes. Today, I am going to give you my 3 C's to be the best player you can be on the job, in your household, on any team that you might play on. Number 1, the first C, commit. Commit to be all in. You cannot go by how you feel and win in life. Commit to be all in. You will never like everything about every player on your team, but you must commit to be your best to give each player on your team a chance. So today, I want for you to commit to overcome any preconceived ideas, thoughts, and feelings you may have towards other players on your team. Today, you will need to commit to forget what happened in the past and move on. Today, you will need to commit to be all in to make the house a better place than how you found it. Number 2, communicate. How do you expect to build a better team if all you ever do is break others down? Communication is key to building a great team. Most of us have never been taught how to communicate. You can have disagreements and not always view things the same way, especially in the areas of politics and sports and teams, morals and religion. But you must still choose to communicate and not judge. Communication comes down to 2 things. You must make a decision to fully hear and fully understand. You may not always agree, but you must make sure that you fully hear what your teammate is wanting to tell you, and you must try to fully understand their point of view. To win on a team, you have to commit to not name call or break down a teammate, but rather build up and edify them. This will change the game for you and your marriage. Number three, connect. Making contact is a one-time thing. Connection is a lifetime thing. How can you just coexist in the same house? Man, I see this in departments of first responders. I see this in households of families. How can you coexist in the same house as a family member? Yet you see this all the time in marriages with kids and parents, and you even see it in fire stations and police departments. What? Today, you will make a commitment to connect. Connect by becoming accountable. So many people get uncomfortable when they hear the word connect or accountability, but you will only go as far as you make yourself accountable. Who are you allowing to hold you accountable? Who are you holding accountable? Being accountable is a great thing and is a must for you to reach your goals and get what you desire. Look at almost every successful athlete in life and you will find they had true accountability throughout the process of achieving true success. No one at FFRonline.tv does life alone. Tough times will come. Obstacles will arise. And adversity will come. This is when the accountability, the relationships in your life will be able to pull you through. You have to become accountable. There will be times when you slip up in life. It's at these times when accountability is a must to remind you why you do what you do and keep you focused on your goals. This doesn't mean that I'm telling you to trust everyone and anyone. What I'm telling you is to find someone you trust, a few individuals that you trust and respect, and allow them to make you a better version of you. This is someone who wants to see you achieve your goals and live your life to the fullest. No one cares about you getting what you truly desire as much as you, but this person or people may come in a close second and want to see you succeed. This is someone you can be totally open with, honest, and vulnerable with at all times. You see, accountability is simple if you really want to win in life. If you think you have arrived or want to let your pride stand in the way, then accountability may not be that simple for you. Here's how it works. Tell your accountability partner your goals in being fit for life and the game plan that you created earlier that you will execute. You will then keep each other motivated and focused on the prize and not let each other slip up or quit. You will talk about the wins in life, celebrate the small micro victories, and you'll also be real about the struggles of life. Just as iron sharpens iron, accountability partners sharpen each other. Today, to be fit for life, you will be a player and choose to be accountable and hold others accountable. Today's take action. I will commit today to no name calling, slander, gossip, or hate within our team. Each day, I will choose to communicate with my team and make it a point to see that they are fully heard and fully understood. Who will I connect with today to be accountable to? Today's winning confession. Today, I will be a player. I choose to commit, to be all in, to make my team better. I will communicate with my teammates in an uplifting and positive way. I will connect and choose to be accountable starting today. I am fit for duty. I am fit for life.